It's the Lynch and Taco Show's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. The highlights and, unfortunately, the lowlights that stood out this past week in the vast sea we call humanity.
101.1 WJRR, Orlando's rock station, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, brought to you by JRR and Bud Light's Sunday Football. Taco, you're going to be out this Sunday?
It's another Taco Bay Sunday. It's a play on Tampa Bay, Taco Bay Sunday. The reason why, because we're giving away tickets to a Tampa Bay home game, thanks to Bud Light, while we're out at Canoe Creek Sports Tavern, St. Cloud. St. Cloud coming to see you 1-3 this Sunday. Going to have those Tampa Bay Bucks tickets to give away. Get you some seats at the game. And a bunch of other great JRR and Bud Light prizes. Come out and join us. Canoe Creek Sports Tavern in St. Cloud, starting at 1.
Let's get the bad actors out of the way, and then we'll end on a high note with some good news.
And plus, I think we're going to have some birthday tickets there. Uh-huh. St. Cloud. All right, let's do it.
This absolute piece of human waste named Tanner Horner, the 31-year-old suspect in the kidnapping and murder of a 7-year-old girl from just outside Fort Worth, Texas, the FedEx driver.
Oh, God. Yeah. I can't even hear the story again.
Put him on a giant slingshot and fire it into the sun.
Into that lava. No, that would be disrespectful. I was going to say the lava. But.
A family in Pomona, California is mourning the loss of their dog after they said it was shot dead by a neighbor last weekend. What was the transgression of the 8-year-old lab mix? Chased a squirrel into the neighbor's yard.
No, that's perfectly fine to shoot it, you garbage.
The owner begged, please, after one round was fired, please don't, he's just chasing a squirrel.
He's not doing anything wrong, he's not attacking a dog or attacking your kid.
Neighbor is facing charges of animal cruelty and just discharging a firearm in a public place due in court next month.
I hope they throw the book at him, I hope he gets an animal-loving judge.
Hugh Hootman, the 75-year-old man who killed his HOA president and wife over an argument regarding the laundry room. This down in Stewart, in Martin County.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh says he'd take it back if he could.
A little too late for that one, Stewart.
The city is Stewart. His name's Hugh.
I mean, Hugh.
Martin County.
I was just popping up the Good News Network as well.
I know. I've got to learn to just better deal with your inattention.
What was that? Just kidding. Go ahead.
An arrest, actually two arrests made in a murder from earlier this year. Police have arrested in Orlando a Kalana Shea Watson, she's 24, and Anastasia Santana, who's 17, in connection with a man who was found beat, robbed, and shot to death in Orlando earlier this year. They've pieced together some video footage to be pretty sure these are the two responsible for that. No relationship to this guy. Just some random dude who was going to the Lynx bus stop.
Yeah. Shame. At least they solved it. I mean, but that's still...
Talked about this character earlier this week, DeMarcus Womack, a youth mentor who was... contracted with the city of Orlando's Paramore Kids Zone, arrested this week after a teen accused him of sexually molesting her last month. She had apparently gone to him for help in dealing with the death of the 19-year-old who was shot and killed last month in the parking lot outside Jones High School football playoff game.
So she's looking for some mentoring and some help from this guy who works with children and he molests her.
She says in a stairwell of an apartment complex, groped and forced himself on her.
Have you seen him? Like how big he is,
big
too?
Dude. Big dude. Yeah. A couple of good news stories before
care of him in jail.
Really hope I don't. Careful.
Yeah, no, I mean allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly does not cover everything. It's not a blanket safety net.
All right, let's.
God.
I just hate hearing about these damn molesters.
We all do.
And especially a guy that's supposed to be helping out kids. And he crossed every boundary, sir.
How about some good news?
All right.
Ribeye, come on. Some Home Depot workers near Nashville found an envelope in the middle of an aisle with $700 in it. Tracked down the rightful owner on Facebook. Turned out it was money for his kids' Christmas gifts.
Oh.
Woman gives birth and wins the lottery in the same day. North Carolina.
Did she make the trip to the Capitol to get slap the kid in the car seat and take a roll?
She gave birth and then hours later learned she had won $100,000 in the Powerball drawing. Just some people have all the luck. Yeah. Right? I guess anyway.
Wow.
We bring this up every year. The Gary Sinise Foundation hosted 800 families of fallen military heroes this week at Disney World. Gary does good work with his organization.
Gary's a damn hero for that.
City of Kingston, Ontario in Canada just finished up its annual Toys for Tickets campaign. Anybody who got a parking ticket between November 1st and December 3rd could avoid paying it by exchanging that ticket for a toy donation. So you get that off your record, don't have to deal with the ticket, and it's a win-win.
Make good out of bad.
And
like
Kellogg's just announced they've donated 30 million servings of food to food banks across the U.S., cereal, snack bars, and Eggo waffles.
You know what? When I replenish my cereal at the desk back there, I'm going to make the next one Kellogg's in their honor. How does that sound?
Yes, Stuart.
Oh. Stop. It's Stuart, by the way, too, not Stuart. Anyway, let's go to the Good News Network, where it's all good all the time. You know that show River Monsters?
Not really, but okay.
With the old gray guy from a different country who talks like this about the river, I'm going here, and he fishes for the big river monsters? You don't know the show I'm talking about.
I don't, no.
Oh my God, it's like all over the smart channels.
Is this on when you watch your Gold Dust show, too?
No. Anyway, they found a true river monster, and it's kind of like recovering its sustainability. So, things a river monster.
What the hell that means?
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. The History Channel or Discovery. This guy, he ruled it for a while. And then there's the good side of that artist that you were talking about. Not the artist, but the she's actually an author. That she went to her book launch, and it flopped. It turned out to be good news in there, too, which you didn't read, but I knew you knew about it. Stephen King and Neil Gaiman and Margaret Atwood and all these other authors supported her and said, hey, man, we've all had a no-show at a book thing, so don't worry that nobody showed up at your book launch.
Nobody bought her book either.
Well, still I'm going to go buy it when I buy my Kellogg cereal. Then we have overdose prevention vending machine has stopped hundreds of deaths from fentanyl. In Cincinnati. You know, you see these more and more where they're giving them. They're doing it in Orlando at times.
Yourself some Narcan.
Giving you, no, they're handing you out the packets where you can test it and whatever, I guess, before you use it is one of the things. Because, you know, they don't want the fentanyl a lot of times. But a lot of times people do because they just like to party. Either way, these kits have been helping. And then we have the world's first solar car. Yeah, you're thinking, I got to plug in my car and, you know, I can only make it this far on my trip down to Naples.
Does it have all those panels on top of it?
Yeah, it does. It's got panels all over it. And, it's the first car going into production. It's a four-passenger EV. It looks really, really effing weird.
How are they going to keep the light
from... it can run on the sun.
How are they going to keep the light from reflecting and blinding fellow drivers?
It wouldn't blind fellow drivers. It's on the roof, so it'll just take down some planes. I mean, you know, you gotta start little to go big. And then, where's this one? God, there got so many. We got a kid who saved his dad's life, a teenager, by lifting his massive truck off him. And then, for the leprosy, you know, everybody's like, oh, stay away from armadillos. They have leprosy, which is true.
And lepers.
And lepers. Don't mess with them if they got this. But they found out that leprosy offers the potential to regenerate livers, cutting transplant wait time. So that's good news. And then last but not least, we have male or female, old or new. New survey shows that parents can speak at the same level. They can do male, female. So we got trans parents. Parents. Transparent would be like see-through. These are just trans parents.
They're like
non-binary. Wait, does binary mean that you're one or the other? And then does non-binary is that? Well, you know what? These damn parents are living they talk.
They, them.
They, exactly. They can talk, whether it be male or female. They can say, what's up? Or they can go, hey, how are you? That's the Good News Network. I'm getting out of here before the boat sinks any more than it already has.
Let's talk.
Jump!
Commercial free workday rock block coming up at 8.
You say it, we play it.
Get in your request now on our Facebook page at 1011 WJRR.